第二章。从十一节读起。
From verse 11 onward.
你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们、安慰你们、嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲待自己的儿女一样。
Just as you know how we were exalting, encouraging, and imploring each one of you as a father with his own children.
要叫你们行事对得起那召你们进他国、得他荣耀的神。
So that you may walk in a manner worthy of the God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory.
我们特别注意这个帖撒罗尼迦前书是保罗十三封书信里面第一封。
We must take note that 1 Thessalonians is the first book that of the 13 epistles that Paul wrote.
那个时候帖撒罗尼迦的教会才蒙恩只有几个月。
At that time, the church of Thessalonica was just saved by grace for a few months.
所以整个教会对保罗来讲是婴孩。
So the whole church was like an infant.
所以保罗说他向着他们好像母亲乳养自己的孩子。
And so Paul mentioned that he was as a nursing mother.Who can tenderly care for his own children,
他也像父亲一样
and also、like、a father,
他要劝勉他们
to exalt them,
安慰他们
to encourage them,
嘱咐他们
and to implore them.
然后呢保罗特别说了
and then Paul said,
要叫你们行事对得起那召你们进他国得他荣耀的神
that you walk in a manner worthy of the God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory.
对于这些出生的婴孩
for these newly born believers,
做一个父亲的保罗
that fatherly Paul,
就叮咛他们嘱咐他们安慰他们
exalted, encouraged, and implored them,
他们不懂得很多的道理
they did not know many doctrines,
但是呢他们现在的行事为人跟从前不一样
but now their manner of walking differed from the last time
他们的价值观和从前的价值观不一样
their value systems now differed from their value systems before
那他们怎么行事呢
How did they walk about their living?
原来和一件事发生关系的。
It's one thing, it's very connected to one thing.
他说你要对得起那召你们进他国得他荣耀的神。
Worthy of the God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory.
这些人蒙恩得救了。
These people were saved.
他们本来拜偶像。
Originally they worship idols.
现在侍奉又真又活的神。
Now they serve the true and living God.
那么他们得救的故事。
What is the story of being saved?
当然是个永生的故事。
That is the story of obtaining eternal life.
他们好像亚伯拉罕一样。
They were like Abraham.
本来在偶像之地。
Originally they were in the land of idols.
本来在幼发拉底河的那一端。
They were on the one side of the river Euphrates.
现在呢，他们渡过河了。
Now they crossed that river.
那个渡过河的人就是希伯来人。
The person who crossed that river is term of Hebrew.
我们知道亚伯拉罕是第一个希伯来人。
You know that Abraham was the first Hebrew.
那我们这些蒙恩得救的人
we who are saved,
因为亚伯拉罕是我们信心的祖先
because Abraham was a father of faith,
他过了幼发拉底河我们也过了幼发拉底河
since Abraham crossed the river Euphrates we too crossed the river
现在世界远远的就在背后
now the world is far behind us
我们说亚伯拉罕蒙召
you know that Abraham was called
从加勒底的乌尔
he was called from Ur of the Chaldeans
过了幼发拉底河
crossed the river Euphrates
进到迦南
and entered into Canaan
我们说亚伯拉罕蒙一个召是个蒙召的人
we know that Abraham was called he was a person called
他得救了
he was saved,
他不再拜偶像了
no longer served idols,
现在神把迦南美地赐给他
Now God gave the land of Canaan to him.
我们讲的得救的时候
When we talk about salvation,
我们讲的我们蒙召的时候
When we talk about how we are saved and called,
我们都是借用这一段的话的
We make use of this passage.
但是保罗告诉我们
But Paul tells us,
不错我们是得救了
Yes, you are indeed saved.
我们像亚伯拉罕一样
You are like Abraham.
但是这里我们要记得我们的蒙召不光是得救的蒙召
Not only are we saved, redeemed,
这里告诉我们说，我们所得蒙的召乃是国度的护照。
But here the calling refers to the kingdom, something to do with the kingdom.
那我们被召来做什么呢？
What are we called for?
要进入神的国。
That we are to enter into his kingdom.
那要得他的荣耀。
And to obtain his glory.
神的国和神的荣耀是连在一起的。
God's kingdom and his glory are interrelated.
既然我们蒙召进入了这个神的国，也进入了荣耀的国。
Now that we have been called into that kingdom and glory.
那我们的行事为人。
Then our manner of living.
我们就根据这个国和这个国的荣耀来行事
must be according to this kingdom and this kingdom's glory
这样我们才能对得起才能对得起 那呼召我们的神。
Then only can we walk worthy of this calling.
这是十三封书信最早的一封。
This is the first earliest epistle Paul wrote.
现在我们来看十三封信最后的一卷书。
And now let's look at the last epistle that Paul wrote.
而且他最后的一段。
And the last passage.
等到他就不久他就寻道。
And after that, Paul was martyred.
所以这就是提摩太后书。
And that is Second Timothy.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第十七节
Verse 17,
唯有主站在我旁边加给我力量
But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me
使福音被我尽都传明叫外邦人都听见我也从狮子口里被救出来
In order that through me the proclamation might be fully accomplished and that all the Gentiles might hear and I was delivered out of the lion's mouth
十八节
Verse 18,
主必救我脱离诸般的凶恶也必救我进他的天国
The Lord will deliver me from every evil deed and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom
愿荣耀归给他直到永永远远
To him be the glory forever and ever
那请我们记得这里的天国跟马太的天国在原不是一个字的
Let us notice that the word heavenly kingdom and the kingdom of heaven as a nature are different.
那在马太福音的国天国是指的诸天的国。
When we talk about kingdom of heaven in Matthew, it's the universal kingdom.
这里的诸天 the kingdom of heaven.
The kingdom of the heavens.
那这里呢所讲的国是 heavenly kingdom, 是属天的国。
Here, it is the heavenly kingdom, the kingdom that belongs to heaven.Heaven.
对，就是它是属天的，是 heavenly 的。
It's heavenly.
他用天来形容这个国度。
He used heaven to illustrate this kingdom.
那昨天我们已经看得很清楚。
Yesterday we saw very clearly.
我们要明白什么叫做天国。
We must understand what is the kingdom of heaven.
你要懂得我们的主，特别在马太福音给我们看见天国的比喻。
And so in Matthew.The Lord shows us the parables of the kingdom of heaven.
那一开始告诉我们有一个撒种的，就是撒种。
And tells us that there is this sower.
那个撒种流泪撒种的就是我们的主。
And the one who sowed in tears is the Lord Himself.
他所撒的种子其实就是天国的道理。
And the seed that he sowed is the word of the kingdom.
那么天国的话，天国的道理。
And that is the word of the kingdom.
如果种在我们里面
，It is sown in us.
有四种不同的泥土代表四种不同的心。
There are four kinds of ground the seed is sown, and this represents four kinds of hearts.
那如果我们的泥土是好的泥土
，If we are good soil,
结果我们就接受天国的话。
Then we will accept the word of the kingdom.
结果我们就变成了 sons of kingdom, 我们就是天国之子。
Then we become sons of the kingdom.
讲了天国。
Talking about kingdom,
那个撒种的就是天国的王。
This person who sowed is the king of the kingdom.
这个天国的王不是坐在宝座上。
He did not sit on the throne.
他是要坐在宝座上。
He did not sit on the throne.
过两千年他来到地上。
But 2000 years ago he came.
他好像农夫一样。
He was like a farmer.
你从来没有想到王和农夫怎么连在一起。
You can never imagine how a king and a farmer could be related.
他手里拿着的是种子。
His hand held the seed.
他把种子撒下去。他知道他是撒在干地上。
He knew that he was going on dry ground.
这个世界像无水的干地一样。
This world is like barren ground.
如果你撒下去的话，
If you sow on barren ground,
也许它就被风吹走了。
Perhaps the wind will blow the seed away.
那全家的生命都挂在这个种子的命运上。
But the life of the whole family is tied to this.To the seed.
如果这些种子种下去能有丰收 harvest 的话
If the seed is sown and there's good harvest
你知道今年明年后年他们全家的生活就能维持
And then this year and the following years then the livelihood of the family will be sustained
所以你就知道为什么农夫要流泪呢
And so you know why the farmer must sow
it 因为他这样撒下去他不知道前面的道路是谁
Because after sowing you wouldn't know what to happen
所以这就给我们看见这个世界乃是一片干地
And so we know that the world is a land of barrenness
但是我们的主人就撒种
But the Lord indeed sowed
感谢主
Thank the Lord
最终于他找到了好处。
And finally, he found good soil.
我们这些人都是好处。
We are good soil.
我们这些相信主耶稣的人。
We who believe in the Lord.
我们有一颗心像好处一样。
Our hearts are like good soil.
结果我们就蒙恩得救了。
And then finally, we are saved.
结果我们就变成国度之子了。
And then we become sons of the kingdom.
我们就被呼召进入他的国和他的荣耀。
We are then called into his kingdom and glory.
这是第一个比喻。
This is the first illustration.
那第二个比喻呢？
The second parable.
你看见同样的一个啥，同样的一个人，
the same person,
那就是我们的主。
Our Lord,
他把种子撒在田里面。
He put the seed into an open ground
field.
He opened field.
我们知道主耶稣说那个田地那个 field 就是指的世界说。
And this field is the world.
他说那个种子就是指做的 sons of kingdom 指的国度之子来说。
And so these people that are sold are sons of the kingdom.
所以等到我们蒙恩得救以后，
After we are saved,
你看见这就是主耶稣2000年前为我们所做的工作。
And this is the work the Lord did 2000 years ago.
他为我们钉在十字架上。
He was nailed on the cross for us.
所以现在你看这个道就是天国的道。
And so this word is the word of the kingdom.
一面是道成肉身的道。
On the one hand, it is the word that becomes flesh.
另一面乃是在神话里面所启示的道。
And a second is the word that is revealed to us in the Bible.
一个是 incarnate word, 一个是 written word.
On the one hand is incarnate, on the other hand is written word.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们今天只要接受他进来。
Today, if you receive him into our heart,
我们就蒙恩得救了。
Then we are saved.
那怎么办呢？
So what happens?
下一步做什么呢？
What do we do next?
他没有把我们就带回去。
He did not just bring us back.
弟兄，他仍旧把我们留在这地上。所以这个全地好像田地一样。
And so the whole world is like a field.
所以他把种子就撒在这个田地里。
And so the seed is then put into the field.
而主自己说，这个种子乃是天国之子。
And so this seed is the sons of the kingdom.
就是我们这些人。
And this is us.
所以把我们这些人呢，就种在这个田地里。
And so he put us, sowed us into the field.
但是不要忘记啊，这个种子是麦种。
And so this is wheat.
他们的生命乃是麦子的生命。
And the life is the life of a wheat.
一粒麦子若不落在地里死了，就仍旧是一粒。
If a grain does not fall to the ground and remains by itself, it's just one seed.
所以基督的生命是麦子的生命。
And so the Lord Jesus' life is the life of a wheat.
亚当的生命是麦子的生命。
And the life of Adam is the life of tares.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？神就把我们这些麦种就种到田地里。
And so the Lord took us as we put us into the field.
那在世界上不是有苦难吗？
And isn't there tribulation in this world?
一点都不错。
Indeed.
如果麦子要长大，它需要的是阳光。
For wheat to grow up, they need sunlight.
当光照在麦子上。
When sunlight shone onto wheat,
你看见慢慢慢慢这个麦子就成熟了。
And then the grain will mature.
苦难越大，它成熟的越快。
The more tribulation there is, the more maturing.
所以当它接受许多太阳的日光和热以后，
When the grain of wheat receives sunlight,
这个麦子慢慢慢慢就长大。
And then the grain of wheat will grow.
那么它上面的部分向着天越来越成熟了。
And then the upper portion will face towards the sun.
它靠着地的那一部分。
And then the one that ties to the ground,
越来松了。到时候呢，你看见农夫就可以把它收割了。
Up to a point, the farmer can reap.
那弟兄姊妹，什么叫收割呢？
What is to reap?
收割是把麦子放在家里或者放在仓里。
To reap is to reap the harvest and put it into the storehouse, the barnhouse.
仓库是在家跟田的中间。
The storehouse is between the house and the farmland.
那弟兄姊妹，本来在地上。
Originally from the field.
现在收到仓里或者收到家里面。
Now it's put into the barnhouse, the storehouse of the house.
神的家是在天上的。
God's house is in heaven.
所以把这些麦子把它收割了，把它放在天上。
And all these wheat to be reaped and put up into heaven.
这就是圣经里面所说的背提 rapture.
And this is about rapture.
什么叫 rapture?
What's rapture?
Rapture 乃是因为生命成熟了。
Rapture is because life is matured.
现在呢，神就把我们提到天。
And the Lord raptures us to heaven.
所以主耶稣告诉我们说，
And so the Lord Jesus told us,
收割的时候，
When you reap,
乃是世界的末了。
It's the end of the age.
所以等到我们主快回来以前，
But before the Lord will come back,
你看见说那个时候圣徒就被提了。
And then you will see that the saints will be raptured.
然后我们就进到 千禧年里。
And then we will enter into the millennium.
那在这个时候呢
？At that time,
主耶稣怎么说
？What the Lord Jesus say?
到了末世的时候
，At the end of this,
天国像什么呢
？What is the kingdom of heaven like?
你还发现是原来这个天国是有两部分。
And so kingdom of heaven has got two portions.
Two compartments.
Two compartments.
那一部分是 heavenly 是天上的，一部分是 earthly.
So earthly compartment and heavenly compartment.
那么弟兄姊妹，那 earthly 的那个 compartment 就是人子的国。
And the earthly compartment is the kingdom of the Son of Man.
这个就是旧约所。所预言的那个国
，and this is the one that prophesied in the Old Testament.
这个就是大家所知道的弥赛亚。
And that is the Messianic Kingdom.
一千年之久
，1,000 years.
你看见在旧约先知所预言的种种，都要应验在千禧千年国里面。
And so you see all the prophecies of the Old Testament prophets will be fulfilled in the.
但是那是 earthly compartment.
That's the earthly compartment.
你读主耶稣第二个比喻。
When you read the Lord Jesus,
你看见说还有一般的人，他们在天上的。
There's another people who are in heaven.
他们好像天上的星星一样。
They are like the stars of heaven.
但是每一颗星星都像太阳一样。
But every star is like the sun.
神把他们摆列在空中。
And the Lord displays them in the sky.
那他们有一个国。
They have a kingdom.
因为他这个国是属于这般人的父亲的。
Because the kingdom belongs to the father.
那主耶稣怎么说呢
？So what the Lord Jesus said.
这般人是义人。
These people are.
Righteous,
righteous, 义人。
那谁是义人呢
？Who are the righteous?
因信称义的人就是义人。
Those are justified by faith are righteous.
我们没有义。
Because we are unrighteous.
我们接受耶稣基督的时候
，When we receive the Lord Jesus,
我们就穿以基督做我们的袍子。
The Lord Jesus becomes our garment.
所以结果我们在基督里面就蒙悦纳。
And so we become accepted in the Lord.
所以因为这个缘故，我们就因信称义。
And so because of that, we are justified by faith.
我们就是义人。
We are righteous.
我们的父就是我们天上的父。
Our Father in heaven is our Father.
那这个国呢是属于他的。
This kingdom belongs to him.
那不止如此。
Not only so.
主耶稣告诉我们说。
Lord Jesus tells us.
你们要进天国。
If you want to enter the kingdom.
你们义一定要胜过文士和法利赛人。
Your righteousness must surpass the scribes and Pharisees.
所以门徒有个义的。
And so disciples have a righteousness.
门徒的义要胜过文士和法利赛人的义。
That righteousness is the righteousness surpasses the scribes and Pharisees.
这个义就是启示录所说的圣徒的义。
And this righteousness is the righteousness of saints in Revelation.
你看见说这。这件衣服乃圣灵一针一绣在我们身上把它织成功
的。
所以我们就是那个义人。我们不是蒙恩得救的。圣灵在我们身上也做了刺绣的工作。那么结果呢？你看见我们不止因信称义，而且我们有个义叫做门徒义。那个义是胜过文士和法利赛人。文士和法利赛人义。说不可以杀人。但是门徒的义呢？连害人都不可以。那么根据这个文士和法利赛的义，不可以犯奸淫，那个行为是不可以的。但是什么叫门徒的义呢？连那个念头都不可以的。弟兄姊妹，什么叫文士和法利赛的义呢？你看见说要以言还言，以牙还牙。但是什么叫门徒的义呢？你要转过第二个脸，你要走第二里路，你要给第二件衣服。什么叫做门徒的义呢？什么叫做文士的法利赛的义呢？你要爱那些可爱的人。什么叫做门徒的义呢？你要爱那些恨你的人。你要为他们祷告。这个爱乃是完全的爱。所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？这里给我们看见说，我们如果这样，这个国是我们的。但是更仔细的一件事
but remember,
这个国是属于我们父亲的。
This kingdom belongs to our father.
所以主耶稣向我们祷告说
so Lord Jesus,
我们在天上的父
heavenly father,
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
这个国是过什么国？
What kingdom is this?
是父的国。
It's a father kingdom.
这个父在哪里？
Where is the father?
这个父在天上。
The father's in heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹
so my sister,
现在明白吗？
You understand?
这个国叫做天国。
This kingdom is heavenly.
但是这个国有什么特点呢？
What is the specialty?
你看见有君王，有百姓。
There is like the king and the subject.
但是不要忘记了。
But let's not forget.
这个百姓每个人都有王的生命。
But all of these subjects have the life of a king.
换句话说， 每一个百姓都是 princess， 都是 princess。
Every subject is a prince。
你看见没有？他们都是王子。
They are all princes。
在这个国度里面，同样一个生命。
All have the same life。
但是弥赛亚国。
But for the Messianic kingdom，
你看见吗？老百姓跟神不一定有同样的生命。
For the Messianic kingdom， the people and the king may not have the same life。
所以我们要知道，这个国乃是属天的国。
The kingdom is。
这个乃是天上的 apartment， 属天的 apartment。
It is a heavenly compartment。
这就是保罗所说的。
This is what Paul said。
他要救我进入他的天国。
He wants to save me to his heavenly kingdom。
那弟兄姊妹，既然整个天国分成 earthly 跟 heavenly，
since the kingdom of heaven has got two compartments, earthly and heaven，
但是不要忘记，在神的心目中
，in God's heart，
保罗和我们所进入那个国。
The kingdom that Paul and us enter
乃是属天的部分
is a heavenly compartment.
所以保罗说是 heavenly kingdom 和属天的国
and so Paul says heavenly kingdom, heavenly compartment.
讲到属天的国
talking about heavenly kingdom
弟兄姊妹就是属天的那一部分
and that is the heavenly compartment.
弟兄们明白吗
you understand?
虽然整个都叫做天国
although the whole thing is called the kingdom
但真正天国的 本部 proper 他自己的本部其实呢就是属天的部分。
But the proper part of this kingdom is the heavenly part.
弟兄姊妹，我们说这个，我们普通说哦 ，San Francisco。
We often say San Francisco.
我们一想到 San Francisco， 我们就想到 homosexual。
We talk about there's homosexuality in San Francisco.
那我们觉得这两个是连在一起的。
We often think that the two are related.
其实弄错了。
Actually, it's wrong.
我们知道说这个 San Francisco 有 San Francisco 本部 proper。还有呢，它整个 Greater San Francisco。
In San Francisco, there's San Francisco proper and the Greater part.
那 population 就是那些 homosexual population， 多半当然是在 proper。
The homosexual population is only in the proper part.
但是其他的并不是这样。
But the rest are not like this.
所以弟兄姊妹，你懂吗？一个 proper， 一个是greater 这个San Francisco。
So there's a proper San Francisco and a greater San Francisco.
同样的
，similarly，
我们要知道说天国有天国 proper。
So heavenly kingdom has got the heavenly compartment.
有 greater kingdom of heaven。
There is a greater kingdom of heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
You understand?
我巴不得大家能够有这个印象。
I hope that we can have this impression.
那讲到天国 proper 的时候，
when we talk about heavenly kingdom proper,
那是特别指做 heavenly kingdom 那一部分。
And that is the part of the heavenly kingdom.
什么意思呢？
What is this?
就是在这个国度里面，
in this kingdom,
天能够掌权的。
Heaven reigns.
弟兄姊妹，
you understand?
请我们记得。无论我们到哪里
wherever we go,
天堂就到哪里
heaven goes to God.
所以什么叫做天国呢、
so、what is the kingdom of heaven?
天国就是在地好像在天一样
and it's like when we are in, on earth it's like heaven is here
所以我们今天已经在天国里面
and so we are already in the kingdom of heaven
那么弟兄姊妹那你在这个天国里面怎么过生活
so how do we live in this kingdom of heaven
你怎么行事为人
how do we walk worthy of
那你要弄清楚了
so we are being
this kingdom 这个天国它的性质是怎么样的
we must know what is the essence of this
我们今天在这个国度里面
today we are in this kingdom
我们在天国
we are in heaven's kingdom
那么天国从主耶稣撒种就开始了
the heavenly kingdom began when the Lord Jesus sowed
结果等到五旬节教会诞生的时候
and so when the church was born on Pentecost
你看彼得拿着钥匙就把天国的门就打开
So Peter opened the keys and the doors of heaven.
我们都到天国里面来了。
And so we entered the kingdom of heaven.
那么弟兄姊妹，
so、sister,
到底天国怎么回事呢？
So what is the kingdom of heaven?
主呼召我们进入他的天国。
The Lord calls us into his heavenly kingdom.
不错，将来我们要进到千禧年属天的部分。
Indeed, one day we must enter into the millennial kingdom, the heavenly compartment.
但是天国今天已经开始了。
But the kingdom of heaven has already started.
我们今天怎么过日子，那天怎么过日子？
Today how we live, that day we were
like 所以天国不等的那一天
so the kingdom of heaven is not today
天国是今天
the kingdom of heaven is today
你不要问说到底我将来有没有份呢千禧年有没有份呢
today we should not ask whether we have a part in the ministry
我们会不会有冠冕呢
whether we have a crown
我们会不会得着国度的赏赐
whether we have the reward of the kingdom
弟兄姊妹
sisters
从今天就开始
from today onwards
你要知道如果你今天知道怎么过日子
today you know how to live your life
你那天就知道怎么过日子
and that day you will know how to live
所以我告诉大家好消息讲到属天的国
talking about the heavenly kingdom.
是我们将来主回来以后我们要进去的。
And then it's a kingdom that we will enter in the Lord will come in.
我们今天和他一同受苦。
Today we will suffer with him.
我们到那天要和他一同得荣耀。
That day we will receive glory together with
him. 但是今天我们已经在天国了。
Today we are already in the kingdom of heaven.
今天你应该知道怎么样来过日子的。
You should know how to live.
所以你一定要懂得这个天国到底它什么样子的。
You must know what it looks like this.
所以我们要知道它的性质是什么。我举个例子吧，比方说有一天有人请我到新加坡来，所以我们就被呼召来到了新加坡。但你知道新加坡是个很特别的国度，在全世界都知道新加坡这个国什么样的国。
Everyone knows what this kingdom like in Singapore.
Singapore is a fine country.
It's a fine country.
你知道吗，这个 fine 你懂得一面是好的国家。
So the one that's fine means
你，但是另外一方面你做什么他都要罚你的。
On the other hand, whatever you do, it will find you.
罚得很重很重的。
And it will find you, find you penalty.
从前 hippie 还到处都 hippie 的时候。
Today, last time, hippies went on the
road. 如果 hippie 来到这个国家，
If hippies were to come here,
他问清楚了。
They will have to ask
you, 你在美国也可以做 hippie,
in America you can be hippie.
你头发可以这么长的。
Your hair can be very long.
来到新加坡就不可以
了。 Singapore, you cannot.
那个时候有人专门替你剪头发的。
There are somebody cutting your hair.
所以弟兄姊妹你明白吗？
You understand?
是什么意思？
What do you mean?
这就是说新加坡这个国家，
Singapore, this country,
它有他们 value, 有共同的价值的。
There is a common value.
这个价值大家都同意的。
Is everyone agree to this common value?
那么这个就是国度的特点。
And this is the uniqueness of the kingdom.
一个国度和它的 value 和它价值观有关系的。
A kingdom that has to do with value.
现在你来到这个国家。
Now you come in country.
那弟兄姊妹，你犯了法了。
You commit crime.
你就要被鞭打。
You must be.
那么这在美国不可思议的。你还记不记得有一个美国人在这里被鞭了？这个美国人的脸根本挂不住的。他们美国人忘记了。你在美国有一个价值观，你在新加坡有另外一个价值观，完全不一样的。所以你来到这个国家，你既然蒙呼召来到新加坡，那么对，你不能随地吐痰的。那个罚很贵很贵的。你说我在中国这么做，我在别的地方都这么做，那中国那是别的地方。弟兄姊妹，所以在这里你明白，如果我们被呼召进入天国，
If you are called into the heavenly kingdom,
那么我们要知道说这个天国有个特点的。
And so there's a uniqueness of the heavenly kingdom.
啊，不要忘记。
Let's not forget.
整个神的国。
The entire kingdom of God.
在千禧年的时候。
In the millennial kingdom.
You heavenly compartment, you earthly compartment.
Heavenly compartment and earthly compartment.
这个好像地球一样。
It's like a globe.
有北半球，有南半球。
It's like north end and south end.
北半球、
hemisphere.
那么你看见的说这个北半球在上面，南半球在下面。
So north hemisphere is on top, the south hemisphere is below.
弟兄姊妹明白吗？这个属天，这个属地的。
This is heavenly and this is earthly.
所以你可以想象到天国呢，就好像北半球跟南半球一样。
And so the kingdom of God is north hemisphere, south hemisphere.
但是大家有没有去过南半球？
Have you been to North Hemisphere?
今天我们在北半球的。
Today we are in the South Hemisphere.
你有没有觉得南半球跟北半球刚好照过来的？
You know that two hemispheres is completely opposite.
我们这里的春天是他们的秋天。
Today our summer is.
No, 我们的春天是他们的秋天。
Our summer.
No, no, our spring is 他们的 autumn.
Our spring is the autumn.
我们的夏天是他们的冬天。
Our summer is their winter.
所以就是什么都照过来的。
Everything is upside down.
我们有一次到了澳洲。
Once we were in Australia.
你知道我们普通的一个地球仪，这个北半球啊，美国都在上面。
And so you know that America is in the north.
那么还然后呢，这个什么澳洲是在下面。
I know that Australia is in the south.
所以你的 map 一打开啊，都是北半球，美国在上面，然后澳洲在下面。
So you open the map, America is up there in the north, and then.
那有一次我到 Sydney 的时候。
One day I was in Sydney.
我很喜欢一张地图啊。
There was a map I like.
那个地图呢是澳洲在上面，美国在下面。
The map is inverted. Australia is on top and America is on bottom.
So everything is upside down.
Everything is upside down.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？Upside down, do you understand?
今天我们活在地上。
Today we live in this
world. 如果你要过北半球的生活
，If you want to live the life of the north,
你明白吗？当你在春天的时候，那个就是秋天。
If you know, if it's autumn here, it's spring there.
你在地上如果是夏天，你叫天上是冬天。
So if you know that it's summer here, then it's winter up there.
所以你说什么叫天国呢？
So do you know what heaven is?
天国它的 value 和我们世界的国刚好是 upside down.
And so you know the values of the heavenly kingdom just a complete opposite.
什么都是反过，什么都是反过来的。
Everything is opposite.
你懂吗？
You understand?
弟兄姊妹，我巴不得你得救以后，你知道你进入的国什么国。
I hope that after you're saved, you know the kingdom.
很多的年轻人巴不得能像世界。
Many young people want to be like the people before.
不错，这里的夏天是夏天。
Indeed, the winter is.
这里的冬天是冬天。
Winter is winter.
但如果你蒙恩得救了，
but after you are saved,
你虽然在地上，
although you are on earth,
但是在地好像在天一样。
But on heaven is.
所以你现在属过的日子乃是属天的日子。
And the life that you live must be the life of heaven.
那如果你记得，
if you remember,
整个的价值观刚好倒过来了。
The whole value system is just opposite.
你不能再跟随世界。
Then you no longer follow the way of the world.
世界人这样穿衣服，你不能跟着他们穿。
People of this world wear like this.
世界人这样头发，你不能跟着这样的头发。因为你蒙恩得救了。现在你被呼召进入天国。
You have been called into the heavenly kingdom.
所以弟兄姊妹，那个价值观完全不一样。你进到这个国度里面，你看见是完全 upside down。当你读马太福音的时候，你从第一章读到最后一章，那你要问说，如果天国今天就开始了，如果天堂今天就开始了，今天在地上，在新加坡，那么弟兄姊妹，我们既然是天国之子，
although and so we are sons of heaven,
我们今天怎么过日子呢？
How do we live our life today?
我念给大家一段圣经。
I read to you a scripture.
那就是这个这个使徒行传十七章
Acts 17,
第六节
verse 6.
我是最后一句。
So second part.
那搅乱天下的也到这里来了。
These men who have upset the world have come here also.
那这就是保罗说的。
This is what Paul said.
保罗现在来到了帖撒罗尼迦。
This is because Paul now has come to Thessalonica.
保罗用三个礼拜的时间就把整个的帖撒罗尼迦把它福音化了。
In 3 weeks, Paul turned Thessalonica upside down.
这是保罗一生做的最快事。
This is the fastest thing that Paul did.
帖撒罗尼迦今天还在。
Thessalonica still alive.
差不多120万的人口。
About 1.2 million.
那在保罗那时候也是个很大的城。
At Paul's time, it's also a big city.
三个礼拜。
You see me?
就叫许多人相信耶稣基督。
Many people came to know the Lord.
那结果他们怎么形容他呢？
So、how did he describe him?
说他是搅乱天下的。
He described one who upset the world.
我喜欢一个 English translation.
I like one English translation.
Those who have turned the world upside down has come here.
Those who have turned the world upside down has come here.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个搅乱什么意思呢？
So what is the
他把我们的价值观全部打乱了。他这意思就是说，现在我们所被呼召进去的国度，弟兄姊妹，你看见说乃是和这个世界的价值观是完全不一样。所以我们好不好很快的看一下马太福音第五章。马太第五章。第三节，第五章第三节。虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们
的。
哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。饥渴慕义的人有福，温柔的人有福，温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。然后饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。连续人的有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
清心人有福了, 因为他们必得见神。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
世人和睦人有福了, 因为他们必称为神的儿子。
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God.
为义受逼迫的人有福了, 因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for they are to the kingdom of heaven.
那弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
我们的主把门徒叫他面前来。
Our God, our Lord called the disciples.
我们的主就在那里教训他们。
To the mountain and taught them.
他没有久不久以前，他说天国见了，你们应该要悔改。
Shortly before this, he said, "Repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
在他以前，施洗约翰也说天国近了，你们应当要悔改。
John the Baptist also said, "Repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
为什么施洗约翰说天国近了呢？
Why did John the Baptist say the kingdom of heaven is at hand?
因为天国的王近了。
Because the king of the kingdom,
主耶稣就是天国的王。
Because the Lord Jesus is the king of the
kingdom. 所以他进了就是天国进了。
So when he came, therefore the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
但是弟兄姊妹,
Francis,
主耶稣后来也说天国进了，你们应当悔改。
The Lord Jesus also said the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
王已经来了，还要说天国进了吗？
If the king has come, then why still say the kingdom of heaven?
但是不，这里有天国的王。
And so here is the king of the kingdom.
天国的百姓在哪里呢？
Where are the subjects of the kingdom?
如果光有王没有百姓，这不是个国度。
If there is a king but no subjects.
但是就说天国近了，不光天国的王来了，所以我们的主就呼召门徒，现在他就告诉他们天国是怎么一回事。所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白， 弟兄姊妹，现在你明白这个天国和以色列人所明白天国不一样。This
kingdom of heaven is very different from the kingdom that Israelites.
弟兄在旧约，in
the Old Testament,
如果你贫穷。
If you're poor,
那就证明说神没有与你同在。
Then God was not with you.
你看，如果你今天蒙祝福。 你遵守神的话，
God's word,
神的祝福就随着你。
Then the blessings of God come to you.
牛羊不会掉胎，
then there'll be no miscarriages of
葡萄树， 无花果树， 你看见你园子里面到处都是丰收。
The vines and olives will all have abundance.
这证明说神祝福你。
Then this know, this is what God's
word. 一个人贫穷，
if a person is pure,
就证明说他没有顺服神的旨意。
It means that he is not obedient.
所以在旧约的时候，
so in the Old Testament,
你很难说虚心与虚心的有福了。
You know that you cannot say who is spirit of
God. 这个虚心的人呢，
those are poor.
在原文是邻里贫穷的人。
In the original, it is poor in spirit.
那弟兄姊妹， 一个贫穷， 邻里贫穷的人， 他们是， 怎么会是有福呢？
How can a one poor in spirit be blessed?
所以弟兄姊妹，
so Francis,
你看在天国里面，
so see the kingdom of heaven,
和地上的价值就不一样。
The value system completely different.
完全 upside down.
All upside down.
今天世界上的 up 就是天上的 down。
Today, if the world is up, heaven is down.
那么在这里的 down， 在天上就是 up。
If here is down, up there is up.
所以我们知道了整个的价值是翻过来的。
So the whole value system is upside down.
所以这是为什么你读到马太福音第五章以后，
and so after reading Matthew chapter 5,
你觉得怎么这里所讲的跟我们所明白的不一样？
Why is it that? How, so differ so much from what we understood.
你在路加福音主耶稣对门徒说， 你们这贫穷的人啊， 有福了。
In the gospel of Luke, it says that's not the Holy Spirit.
但是弟兄姊妹， 你看见吗？ 结果主怎么说呢？
And so what does the Lord say?
主说， 因为天国是他们的。
The Lord said, because the kingdom of heaven belongs to them.
如果整个国度是他们的，
if the whole kingdom is belong to them,
他们是最富有的人，
then they are the most wealthy.
你明白吗？
You understand?
这个是矛盾，
this is a contradiction.
好像是矛盾，
like a contradiction.
因为和世界的完全看法不一样，
because it's completely different from before.
世界上的贫穷人是贫穷，
in the world, it's those who are poor are poor.
如果你在天国里面，
but in the heaven,
谁是最穷的， 谁就是最富的。
Whoever is the most poor is the richest.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？
You see,
你羡慕一个富人， 你今天在美国， 在地上， 你羡慕说 Bill Gates。
Today on earth, you admire Bill Gates.
你不会羡慕说穷人的。
You never admire the poor.
对不对呢？ 因为 Bill Gates 如果他走到办公室，
Today, Bill Gates would work without it.
如果他发现五百块美金掉在地上
，If he saw a $500 note on the floor,
他就想想我要不要捡这五百块美金。
He has to pick up the $500 note.
因为他弯腰去捡五百块美金所花的时间
，Because the time he spends to bend down to pick up the $500,
虽然是几秒钟
，Although it's a few seconds,
如果他立刻进到办公室
，If he goes straight to his office,
他好好利用那个几秒钟
，If he makes use properly of that 2 minutes,
可能几百万美金就进来了
，He will earn a lot of thousands of dollars.
所以弟兄姊妹，你羡慕做什么？
So、what do you admire?
你辛辛苦苦做什么？
You admire him for
what? 你还不是希望有一天像 Bill Gates 一样吗？
Don't you want to be Bill Gates?
这个世界谁有钱谁就变成英雄。
Well, whoever is richest is a hero.
从前中国人说，哦，我们希望能拿诺贝尔奖金，像什么，像杨振道、李振宁一样，李振道、杨振宁一样。
Some in China say, "Well, get Nobel Prize like the two people you mentioned."
你知道，所以中国人很多人读物理的。
So many people study physics.
但现在慢慢到了美国就不一样了。
So if you go to America, it's very different.
为什么？
Why?
现在爱因斯坦已经不是英雄了。
Because Einstein is no longer a hero.
现在 Bill Gates 才是英雄。
Because now Bill Gates is a hero.
大家都是向钱来看的。
Everybody looks to money.
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
You understand?
但如果你到天国里面，
If you go to heaven,
谁是最穷的？
Who is the poorest?
谁就是最富的？
It's also the richest.
你要羡慕做个穷人。
You must admire to the poor.
你要羡慕做个邻里贫穷。
You must admire desire to be the poor.
然后你手里所掌握乃整个的天国。
Then the thing that you hold is the entire kingdom of God.
换一句话说，天国要变成你的赏赐。
And so the kingdom of heaven is your reward.
所以弟兄姊妹明白吗？
So do you understand?
一开始从贫穷开始的。
You start from poor.
然后哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Those who mourn shall be comforted.
你看见每个哀痛的人是个忧愁的人。
Someone who mourns is someone who sorrows.
谁是最忧愁的，谁就是最快乐的。
Whoever is the most sorrowful is the most happy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
你看这里的路是一路一路往下的。
You see the road here goes downward.
先是贫穷，
first is poor,
然后哀哭，
and then it's mourning.
这条路是往下走，不是往上走的。
Going down and not going up.
但是不要忘记了，你什么时候往下走，你就是往上走。
Whenever you go downward, you are still going up.
你明白吗？这个叫做 upside down value.
Upside down value.
这给我们看，今天你要做基督徒的话，
today if you want to be a Christian,
你越谦卑，你越被升高。
The more humble you are, the more up.
你越在后面，你越在前面。
The further behind, the further in front.
弟兄姊妹，明白吗？
You understand?
因为今天你是被呼召进入他的国，就是属天的国。那不光这样，这里还告诉我们说，温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。那弟兄姊妹，一个得着地土的人，
somebody who has obtained the earth,
是一个刚强的人。
Is someone who's strong.
亚历山大是刚强的人，
strong,
他用他的武力
he uses
征服，两年之内征服了那个时候的世界。
he conquered the whole world at the time.
他在帐篷里面哭了。
he was crying in his tent.
他说从此以后
he said, from now on,
我再没有世界可以征服。
I have no more world to conquer.
有谁像亚历山大一样？
Who is like Alexander?
他是承受地土的。
He inherited the earth.
他是得着许多地土的。
He got a lot of the earth.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
一个温柔的人，
A humble person,
却是最刚强。
It's the most strong.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
You see?
这里有一个能力，
Here there is a strength.
叫做温柔的能力。
A strength of gentleness.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
You understand?
所以保罗说，
So Paul said,
他说神的智慧总比人的聪明刚强。
God's wisdom is stronger than man's might.
对不起，神的软弱比人更强。
God's weakness is stronger than man's might.
神的愚昧比人更有智慧。
God's foolishness is wiser than man's
might. 这什么？因为你在天国里面。
Because you are in heavenly kingdom.
什么时候你软弱，什么时候你就刚强。
Whenever you are weak, you are strong.
所以弟兄姊妹，所以保罗说，我宁愿夸我自己的软弱。
And so he is Paul willing to boast of his weakness.
原因在哪里？
What's the reason?
你看见这个是矛盾的。
This is a contradiction.
这个完全 upside down.
Upside down.
先是贫穷，
first is poor,
然后哀痛，
then is mourning,
然后温柔，
then is gentle,
然后再下去，
and then,
那是饥渴慕义。
Those who hunger and thirst.
弟兄姊妹，这个时候你觉得里面没有满足。
And then there is no satisfaction.
蒙恩得救这么久了。
After being saved.
你觉得自己还是不长进。
You feel that you're not mature.
我们还是没有改变。
You haven't changed.
你道理懂得很多。
You know a lot of doctrine.
我们到底生活形式以对得起那个呼召我们进他的国的神吗？
Is our living according to the one who calls us?
那不光这样。
Not only so.
再接下去你看，怜悯人的连续人的必蒙连续。
Blessed are the merciful for they shall receive mercy.
连续人的。
Merciful.
是赦免别人的。
I'd also give mercy to others.
弟兄姊妹, 赦免别人就是你吃亏了。
Actually, you forgive, forgive people.
人家欠你一万块钱。
You are so short. People.
人家欠你一万块钱。你说我赦免他了。
I said I forgive him.
你吃亏了。
Actually, you are lost.
弟兄，你损失了。
You are lost.
但是不要忘记。
But let's not forget.
凡是赦免别人的人。
Those who forgive.
天上的父要赦免他。
The Heavenly Father will forgive him too.
所以连续人的必蒙连续。
And so those who are given mercy will be shown mercy.
所以你不光饶恕别人一次。
Not only do we forgive
them, 两次。七次。
Seven times.
乃是七十个七次。
Seven times.
这是什么弟兄姊妹？
What's this?
这就是连续人必蒙连续。
And this is those who are who give mercy shall be shown mercy.
我们需要蒙赦免。
We must be forgiven.
我们需要蒙连续。
We must be given mercy.
弟兄姊妹，但是秘诀在哪里？
But where's the secret?
秘诀很清楚的。
The secret is right here.
你肯不肯吃亏呢？
Are you willing to take loss?
弟兄姊妹，吃亏你是损失了吗？
Isn't loss a loss?
没有，你得着了。
Yes, no.
你怎么得着了？
How do you gain?
你看见你得着父神的赦免。
You gain the Father's forgiveness.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, sister,
非常清楚的
very clear.
那不止这样
Not only so,
然后清心的人必得见神
Let's have the pure in heart for they shall see God.
清心的人是单纯的
Those who are pure.
我们说一个年轻人他很单纯
You see a young man is pure.
什么事都不知道
He doesn't know anything.
所以我们说他不食人间烟火就是说他好像对世界什么事都不知道
He doesn't know anything of this world.
这是清心的人
This is a simple form.
清心的人好像什么都看不见
He did not see anything.
但他看见神
But he saw God.
明白吗
You understand?
这就是那个矛盾
This is a contradiction.
这就是那个 upside down.
Upside down.
所以年轻的弟兄姊
妹
你不要以为那些年轻人他们什么都知道什么都看见
Don't think that the young people see everything.
犯罪的事情堕落性他们都看见了
The things that they I think so, they also.
你要看见他们所没有看见的。
You must see what they did not see.
这是神为什么神呼召你进入他的国。
And this is how to be called into his kingdom.
然后和睦使人和睦的人有福了。
That are the peacemakers for they shall be.
因为他们被称为神的儿子。
Sons of God.
神的儿子什么意思？
What do you mean by sons of God?
神的儿子是不光生下来了，而且成熟了。
Sons of God are mature children.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们都是唯恐天下不乱的。我们巴不得全天下都乱了。
We hope not that the whole world is upside down.
No, no.
We hope that the
whole world is upside down. 我们是巴不得大家打起来的，我们的肉体。
Our flesh, we hope that everything becomes upside down.
不对，就是说，这个是我们总以为说，我们总希望世界越乱越好。
We hope that the world is.As chaotic as possible.
如果这个人跟那个人有误会的话
if this person, that person has
如果你让他们打起来
if they fight,
也许你可以得到一些好处
maybe you can obtain some good.
但是弟兄姊妹
sister,
在这里有人是使人和睦的
Here there are people who are peacemakers.
为什么是使人和睦呢
Why peacemakers?
因为我们的主在十字架上就是使人和睦的
Because our Lord the cross was a peacemaker.
他一手拉着我们的手
On the one hand, he grabbed our hand.
主耶稣一手拉着父神的手。
On the other hand, he grabbed the hand of the Father.
当他断气的时候。
When he was
economic, 他把这两只手放在一起。
He put his two hands together.
叫我们能与神和好。
That we may be at peace with God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看这个使人和睦的人。
This peacemaker.
他是磨成神儿子形象。
He's molded unto likeness of God.
所以他像神的儿子一样。
He's like sons of God.
那不光这样。逼迫的人有福了。
And those who are persecuted are blessed.
逼迫的人是被欺负的人。
Those who are, these are the ones who have been.
但是，但圣经告诉我们什么？因为天国是他们的。
Because the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
当到天国是他们的时候。
And the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
证明说他们得胜了。
Then they are overcomers.
所以他们要得到赏赐。
Then they will have reward.
罗马古时候罗马将军他得罪一块版图，他也游行的。Parade, 他有个
parade.
那么这个 parade, 然后有很多人有妇女在那撒香水。
And there are women who perfume.
所以将军们他们一闻到那个味道。
And so when generals smell the perfume,
他们知道他们得奖赏的时候到了。
So they know that the time of reward has come.
那么那些俘虏一闻到那个味道，他们知道说他们死亡的时候到了。灭亡的时候到了。
But the captives, on the other hand, they know that it's time for their death.
所以弟兄姊妹。现在你说这个国度的赏赐是将军的什么意思
So what is this reward for the general?
因为他们打了胜仗了
Because they have won the victory.
亲爱的弟兄们，今天我们在地上，我们到处被人逼迫。
We are persecuted by all.
到处被人欺负。
We are bullied by all.
但这些人有福了。
But these people are blessed.
好像他们被打败了。
It's as if they were lost the battle.
他们打了胜仗。
But actually they have won the battle.
弟兄们，你去看这个八个福。
This eight blessings.
你看他一步一步的往下走。
The eight blessings go downward.
但是一步一步的往上。
But on the other hand, it's going upward.
所以以后你每次喝 seven up 的时候。
So next time you say seven up.
你要知道在天国里面应该是 seven, seven down.
But in heaven is seven down.
你知道这个世界人才喝 seven up.
In the people of this world drink seven up.
但是基督徒是喝 seven up, seven down.
But Christians drink seven down.
弟兄姊妹，如果这样的话，你的行事就对得起呼召你们进入他国和他荣耀的。
Then your walking, your manner of living will be according to the him who calls you.
我的话没有讲完。你如果读马太福音和读四福音的话，
if you read Matthew and the Paul Gospel,
我们目前有八个 upside down.
There are seven, there are eight upside downs here.
其实我最少可以找出17个 upside down.
I can find 17 upside down.
我希望你们年轻人都能把它背过来。
I hope that the young people can memorize these 17.
那么其他的我在别的地方讲。
The others, I will talk somewhere else.
那我希望你能拿到 MP3.
I hope you can get the MP3.
那么你就能够听得完全了。
Then you will finish the complete.
我们这个周末，我们集中我们的，我们集中在一个题目，就是天国。
In this weekend, we are talking about the kingdom of God.
所以但愿主对我们说话。
借
着不同的机会，对我们叫我们更明白神自己的话。
So different opportunities, we may greatly, more greatly understand.
但愿这个能深深印在你们的心。
That it will have a deep impression in our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，
年
轻人，
young
brothers, 你们在学校里面，
in your school,
你们和不信主人是不一样。
You are different from non-believers.
他们喝的和你们喝的不一样。
What they drink is different from what you drink.
他们的价值和你们的价值不一样。
Their value system is different from your value system.
你现在就被呼召进入这样一个。
Today you are called into His kingdom.
但是弟兄们，
dear brothers, sisters,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
最后我呢。要得到冠冕，最后我们要得到赏赐。
We want to obtain the reward.
这就是我们的盼望。好，我们的话就说到这里。我们低头不简单祷告。主啊，我们把这些话交在你手里。我们求你对我们说话。把这些吹气在这些话语上，但愿这些话带给我们一个很深很深的印象。但许多人生下来为这个周末，但愿他们一生能受这些话语的支配。但愿国度的亮光一直照亮在我们的眼前。听我们的祷告，靠主耶稣基督得胜的名。阿门。